On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Doug McKnight. Friday is opening night for Monterey Peninsula College's production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's the final show before drastic budget cuts kick in for the theater department. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports on how it plans to carry on.
Excuse me, ma'am, could you not sit in that seat?
Amanda Schimmel stands center stage at a microphone in the theater at Monterey Peninsula College. A numbered placard hangs around her neck. She's playing the character Olive in the college's production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. The Tony Award-winning musical follows six awkward and overachieving high schoolers as they try to win the championship. The performance features a combination of MPC students and community members who enrolled in MPC to participate in the show.
B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y, Boanthropy.
At a recent rehearsal, director and MPC Theater Arts Chairman Gary Bolin sits in a row near the stage.
We're running through the first act, and then afterwards I give notes.
Despite appearances, everything is far from business as usual for the theater department at MPC. Earlier this year, it was facing a proposed cut of 82% of its budget and all four members of its non-teaching staff, a result of the college's need to address an ongoing deficit.
That would have effectively ended the program.
In the end, what happened was a compromise of sorts. Bolin's department gets to keep two of its non-teaching staff, and his budget was cut by roughly 75%.
People are saying, well, you know, your department is saved. And my response is, no, we're not. You know, we're far from saved. We still need everybody's support. And it's not just that one time, here's $100. We need people's support over the next 10 years.
This is the beginning of the new normal for the MPC Theater Company. Instead of 7 or 8 shows a year, it will do 3 or 4. And even then, making that happen is going to depend largely on public support.
So we're trying to think outside of the box.
That's Teresa Del Piero with the MPC Theater Company's Charitable Trust. She's working on a laundry list of ways to recruit volunteers and raise money, from a barbecue before the upcoming production of Oklahoma to selling more advertisements in the program and raffling off a tablet computer. The trust also raises money through ticket sales. In the past, all its efforts sometimes brought in $100,000 a year. Now it needs to raise $200,000 annually with fewer shows. Del Piero is banking on the theater department's history in the community.
So we're really looking to those people who have been touched by the MPC Theater Company. Maybe it was 20 years ago. Maybe it was 30 years ago, to come back and help in this fight for funding.
Because for every year the department has been around, the thought is there's someone like actress Amanda Schimmel, who is a senior at nearby CSU Monterey Bay, but has found her home taking theater classes and performing at MPC.
They're my family down here. They're what has made me not homesick. I really don't know where I'd be without the theater program here.
You guys are amazingly consistent.
As rehearsal wraps up, Gary Bolin gives his actors advice for the next go-round. And after 40 years in theater, Bolin also has some advice always on the ready that seems most appropriate now.
I tell my students that the only reason to have a career in the theater is because you must, meaning you just won't be happy or content doing anything else, because it can be a heartbreaking profession, but it's also just amazingly rewarding.
For the theater company to carry on in this heartbreaking profession, its first goal is to raise $50,000 by July 1st when the cuts kick in. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.